But this is the thing. I really, truly, truly believe that I'm just very honest. I don't think I'm any worse than most other men. I just think I tell the truth. I just think I've realized that cheating and hiding is too much fucking work. Just to say, look, my dear, I love you with all my heart. We're going to be together forever. I fucked that bitch. Yeah, my clothes stink of perfume. I'm sorry. I don't even know her name. Whatever.
And what do your girlfriends say?
I mean, they can either go crazy and leave, or they can not go crazy and stay. Like, it's a binary decision, right? And I think that what people really don't, when I say this, people really don't believe it. They say, oh, but that means the girl doesn't really love you. That's not true. If she didn't really love me, she'd leave. She completely loves me. What women are looking for is women want to feel special. Sexual exclusivity is how a woman proves to a man that that man is special to her. You are my man, so I only sleep with you, right? And what we've done in the modern world is saying, so we'll reverse it. For a woman to be special, you have to prove she's special, you have to only sleep with her. If she knows she's special in other ways, then she doesn't give a fuck what you do. And this is really not revolutionary. What I say, people are going to be all in the comments going, his girls are sluts, or his girls don't really love him. That's not true. I know my women love me. I know they've been loyal to me. I've had two of my girls who started with me at the beginning, 8 years. I'm still with to this day. So if you go to Russia, for example, and you're a high value man, do you think these mafia guys in Russia are loyal? You think Putin's loyal? These big boys? No. I mean, this is accepted over there. If you speak to a Russian girl, she's like, he's rich. Of course he has his fun, but I'm his wife. It's normal, completely normal. It's only in countries like America and England where a woman's going to go, I would never take that. I'd never accept that. Oh, you're going to let a man pay for your entire life. You're going to push a Merc. You're going to have this fucking big G. But if he talks to some bitch one night while he's out drunk, you're going to fucking pretend that that's the worst thing in the world. That's Western bullshit feminist thinking. If you remove the feminism element, that doesn't exist in most places in the world. You go to Russia and live in Russia, every single high-level guy has fucking three or four mistresses, all of them.